Joseph Pasek of barnburner.ca, our daily podcast entitled Fired Up. With me on the phone is Alani Schwartz, the Schwartz. He has a major, major announcement. I don't know what it is. So, Alani, the floor is yours.
Well, I got to say this with a heavy heart and a thank you, because Barnburner and formerly TSPN gave an opportunity to a bit of an offbeat hockey show called The Hockey Report, and I was the host. And I had a great, great tag team partner, the White Wizard of Audio, as I dubbed him, Adam Karsh. And between his schedule and mine, and quite frankly, you know, I'm a pretty honest guy. I've just lost my passion for doing this. You know, I've been at the broadcast game for quite some time. And while the opportunity is great with Barnburner, and they've got a great group of people doing great programming, the Hockey Report will no longer be part of that. It will just no longer exist. It's not like I'm being traded or moving to another broadcast outlet. The Hockey Report's done. And, you know, I don't lay any blame. If anybody out there is listening to this and goes, oh, you know, well, I'm blaming Karsh. I mean, Karsh has a full-time job. And he's in the media industry. He has another very successful, world-renowned podcast that he produces. It's called The Sound Podcast, cheap plug. But it's all about the jam band scene and the Grateful Dead. It's something that's a passion of his. As passionate as I am about hockey, he is about that scene. And that's something he's been dedicated to on top of, I think it's four jobs now that a certain media conglomerate has laid on his lap. So between all of that and my dwindling desire to be in the broadcast game on a relatively full-time basis, the Hockey Report in its latest incarnation is done. It doesn't mean I'm done with Barnburner. You know, you guys can call me and we want to talk some puck. I'm happy to be one of your go-tos, especially about goaltending. But, you know, I just don't have the passion for this anymore, Joe. And that's not fair to you. That's not fair to what people who have come to Barnburner for and come to expect from the Hockey Report. So I resign the Hockey Report. And in all likelihood, in perpetuity itself.
All right. Number one, this is somewhat of a shock to me, but I got to say, Lonnie Schwartz, one of the best guys in the media. I'm sorry that you lost your passion for this, but I'm going to call you here and there when there's something happening in the hockey world, and you're going to give your great insights. Like a big trade happened just 10 seconds ago, New Jersey and Anaheim. I don't know if you know this. Adam Henrique got traded to the Anaheim Ducks there. So a big trade. But in all honesty, Lonnie's one of the great guys here in the media. His passion is great. I wish you guys could all hear the Hockey Report, because I was one of the best podcasts going, and I'm creating millions of podcasts, and I was one of the greatest. And you know what? Forget about the greatest podcast. One of the greatest people, Lonnie Schwartz. I don't know if I could get your passion back, but you know, any last comments that you want to say to your fans here?
And well, I just want to thank anybody. Millions. Like I'm the Rock here. I just want to say thank you. I want to say thank you again to you for the opportunity to deliver a unique hockey broadcast to the people who gravitated towards it over the years and its several different incarnations. And to Adam for all the hard work that he put into making last year a great sounding podcast. And not just in terms of audio, but in terms of content, to my former co-host, And a guy who stepped away from the business as well, Eric Rosenheck. He and I did several incarnations of the Hockey Report before Adam took over. And again, just to anyone who found it interesting, who stayed loyal to the program, and you know, I appreciate it very much. But again, it's December now, and we haven't delivered a single one, and it's just not there. And that's not fair to, like I said, you or anyone else. So I'm moving forward and happy to join you whenever available, whenever accessible, and whenever there's something to talk big about hockey. But in terms of doing this on a quasi weekly basis during the hockey season, the hockey report's over. So that's all I got to say about that. If I'm to be Forrest Gump, but if I'm to be myself, there's only one way to sign things off, and you know it, Joe.
All right, hold on. Before you sign off, I just got to say this. Tell everybody, you run a goaltending school. Tell everybody how they could get a hold of you.
I got you there. What I do full-time is I own a business called Stop the Puck Goaltending. And if you ever want to find us online, it's stpgoaltending.com. I didn't want to make people write out Stop the Puck Goaltending because, come on, I hate typing as much as anyone. So it's stpgoaltending.com if you want to get a hold of my business. And, of course, you're always free to find me on Twitter, @Schwartz5454. And any other means that you can find me through social media. I'm a pretty easy going guy when it comes to taking friend requests and all. So if there's any way you want to connect with me on a private level, there's several ways to do so. And again, I appreciate the opportunity and the fandom that anything that came from the Hockey Report. But now I'm just going to do one last sign off. It's something you've heard before. It's something you may never hear again. So, until another time, maybe, who knows, may the Schwartz be with you.
That's Lonnie Schwartz. Check him out, one of the best people in, forget about the media, in the world. Thanks a lot, Lonnie.
Thanks, Joe.